Imagine a resort dining room at 8 a.m. Like 500 hungry guests, 50 different food allergies, maybe 20 VIPs wanting special treatment, and there is just, one host at the door. Until recently, that meant total chaos. Today, we're doing a deep dive into the tech that makes that chaos just vanish. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, so we are looking at a stack of corporate dossiers from a company called Hotelogy today. And I mean, to be clear, this is not just some tiny beta test in a single boutique hotel somewhere.
Right, definitely not.
No, absolutely not. I mean, they are operating in over 25 countries right now with physical offices in Spain and Mexico. And when you see major chains like Fairmont, Radisson, and H10 relying on this, you realize this is a massive industry-wide operational overhaul.
Exactly. And, at first glance, if you are a guest, you just see a web app on your phone, which, by the way, requires no downloads and supports 11 different languages, which is pretty neat.
Oh, super convenient, yeah.
But, calling it just an app kind of misses the whole point. It is really more like a hotel's central nervous system.
Yeah, I love that analogy. Because what is fascinating here is that previously, the kitchen, the spa, the front desk, they were all operating on these completely separate siloed radar screens. Hotelogy basically consolidates all those fragmented pieces into this one modular ecosystem.
So it's not just a digital brochure for the guests, then.
No, not at all. I mean, sure, the guest gets a digital map of the pool on their phone, which is great. But behind the scenes, the hotel is drastically cutting down on operational and printing costs. And they are taking all that saved time and routing it into actual value-added customer service.
Well, let's actually stick with that morning restaurant bottleneck I mentioned earlier. There's this classic quote from the sources where a hotelier says, "We don't want to force guests to book services, but we need to control restaurant entry."
Right. It is that constant tension in hospitality. You don't want rigid booking slots on a relaxing vacation, but you also cannot have a massive line at the buffet.
Yeah, nobody wants to wait 20 minutes for eggs.
Exactly. So to solve that bottleneck, Hotelogy has this access control module. It pulls live data directly from the hotel's PMS, their property management system. When a guest walks up, the host's tablet instantly queries their meal plan, their checkout dates, and crucial stuff like allergy profiles. One tap, and they are in.
Wait, let me push back on that for a second. If I'm the host, right, and my eyes are just glued to a tablet, checking meal plans and scrolling through allergies, doesn't digitizing all of that strip away the personal human touch of hospitality?
You would think so, right? And if the user interface was clunky, absolutely. But the whole mechanism here is designed to be completely frictionless.
Oh, so they aren't just staring at a screen while I'm standing there.
Exactly. It actually enhances personalization. Because the PMS integration brings up internal notes instantly, the staff isn't hunting for data. The screen just flashes a VIP tag, or maybe a repeat visitor flag.
Oh, I see. So the host could look up right away and say, "Welcome back. We loved having you last summer."
Precisely. And I mean, you simply cannot do that if you are frantically cross-referencing some printed spreadsheet at a podium.
That makes a lot of sense. So solving the bottleneck at the door is step one. But they also tackle the back-end chaos inside the buffet itself, right? With those, what are they called? Tent cards?
Yeah, the tent cards. These are wireless, cloud-managed electronic labels for the food stations, like little e-ink displays. The causality there is just brilliant. Instead of a chef yelling at a manager to go print new paper tags because they swapped out a sauce, the kitchen just updates the dish in the system.
Oh, wow. And it just changes automatically out front.
Yep. That change pings the cloud, which instantly updates the e-ink display right on the buffet table. It closes that whole manual feedback loop entirely.
That saves so much time. And once you have that consolidated system working for the kitchen, it sounds like it scales across the property to actually generate revenue. Like a guest lounging by the pool sees an open massage slot at 2 p.m. on their phone and just clicks book.
Right. No calling the front desk, no walking across the resort. Take the spa and wellness module or the mini club module. By pushing real-time therapist availability or kids club capacity limits straight to the guest's phone, you are turning dead inventory into instant bookings.
So it directly impacts the bottom line.
Oh, massively. If we connect this to the bigger picture, this seamless data flow doesn't just make daily management easier. It directly drives in-stay revenue through upselling and cross-selling. The resources are optimized dynamically, and that operational efficiency is what ultimately skyrockets a hotel's guest ratings.
So bringing it all together, what does this all mean for you as a traveler? It means the secret to a perfect guest experience is just streamlining all those invisible daily tasks. Whether it is dynamically managing spa availability, syncing buffet allergens, or just giving staff the bandwidth to look up and smile. The less friction there is behind the scenes, the better your vacation is.
Yeah, it's kind of the ultimate paradox of hospitality, really. The harder the back-end API works to route the data, the more effortless and human the actual guest experience feels.
Absolutely. Which leaves you with this final thought to ponder. As back-end technology becomes entirely invisible and frictionless, will the luxury hotels of the future be judged not by the grandeur of their lobbies, but by the absolute absence of a front desk or a waiting line?